The COVID-19 pandemic has created a global shortage of microchips. To address that, Intel announced it would vastly expand its Arizona-based manufacturing plants, including hiring thousands of new employees. The announcement comes just weeks after a Valley-based microchip manufacturer announced massive layoffs. KJZZ's Heather Van Blockland explains why semiconductors don't seem to be hitting on all cylinders.
Recognize that? That's Intel, the world's largest semiconductor company. Last week, Intel announced a $20 billion manufacturing expansion in Arizona, touted as the largest private sector investment in state history. That expansion includes creating 3,000 new high-tech jobs, 3,000 construction jobs, and more than 15,000 indirect jobs.
And if you ask a lot of students about the semiconductor companies, they don't really give a hoot about semiconductor companies. They all believe that they want to go work for Google, Facebook, and Amazon, but they don't realize that without semiconductors, these companies would not exist.
Ajit Manosha is CEO of Semi, an industry group made up of semiconductor companies. He said people don't appreciate the technology. Semiconductors run the electronic functions in everything, from alarm clocks to sprinklers and, of course, your smartphone. The cartoon Schoolhouse Rock tried to explain it back in 1982.
And this complicated equipment crammed inside of me, too tiny for you to see.
Semiconductors are the materials that hold positive and negative electric charges that allow for control and memory functions.
Thousands of teeny tiny machines printed on microscopic strips called chips.
Chips? So that's why they call you.
Precisely.
Individual semiconductors work on integrated chips to make the electric charge flow properly and make the alarm clock, sprinkler, or smartphone do what you want it to.
So in the automobile, we're involved, particularly in electric vehicles, of taking battery from the battery pack, changing the voltages and currents to serve different parts of the vehicle and power all the varying electronics that go into the vehicles.
David Somo is SVP of ON Semiconductor, a global supplier of microchip conductors based in Phoenix. About one-third of ON's sales come from manufacturing microchips for cars. But when the pandemic hit in the first half of 2020, car sales plummeted by 40% to 80%, according to Somo. And so, too, did orders for car-based microchips.
Of course, when your sales are dropping precipitously, companies are not ordering components or materials to build new automobiles. We saw demand drop off and we rationalized as an industry our capacity.
And car makers slashed production globally. But other electronics, namely smartphones, have been selling out during the pandemic as people build out home offices. And the microchips that go in those? Well, manufacturing can't keep up. Think of it like the chips you eat. And ON was making potato chips. But we stopped eating potato chips at the height of the pandemic and instead have been doubling down on tortilla chips or the chips used in phones and laptops, smart TVs. And that's led to a global shortage. Now, as potato chips come back and we want all our chips, grocery stores are struggling to restock, something we're very familiar with during the pandemic. Sue Armstrong is SVP of Engineering at Qualcomm, one of the biggest manufacturers of microchips in the world.
There's semiconductors and there's semiconductors. In a cell phone, there's 45 chips in your cell phone. And lack of any one of those chips, whether it's memory or whether it's power management chips, can gate the shipping of the whole chipset.
Gate, as in movement. And there's not enough movement of manufacturing, not nearly enough to fill the demand we have for smartphones and personal electronics, and other needs, like rolling out a vaccine, a process that also uses microchips. Ajit Manosha explains.
People are wondering, how come we got the vaccine rolled out so soon in less than a year? Not one company, three companies in the U.S. And people don't realize that behind this success is the role of semiconductors.
As part of Operation Warp Speed, the U.S. government and biomedical researchers are using microchip processes to speed up vaccine rollout. A big part of the appeal of semiconductors is that they can be made to be super small, less than half an inch square in many cases, which can make it transportable and helpful, say, when you're fighting a pandemic and need to get a vaccine shipped. As Intel begins its expansion in Chandler later this year, Samsung is also looking at Arizona. It announced in early March plans to build a $17 billion chip factory, and it's considering Arizona as a potential site. Heather Van Blockland, KJZZ News.